Okay, so hi Bella, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing this English project about like the story court type of thing. And I decided to interview you because I've known you the longest, like basically as long as I've known my family. So I thought it'd be pretty cool to like talk to someone that isn't part of my family and isn't like biased, like trying to keep the family name good. That like, you know, you can just like talk about anything, whether they it's like mean or not. So here we go. I have a question. The first question is gonna be, what is your first memory of me?
First memory? I specifically remember playing in your dad's backyard, and you had, like, this sandbox.
Oh, yeah.
And we just keep, I don't know, we, like, kept playing with it, and you kept telling me that there was, like, something in the bush, like, a deer or something, and I got really scared.
There's a lot of cat poop in that litter box, because my cat at the time was an outdoor cat. She just used it as a litter box, so that's interesting. Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a good time.
I actually don't remember that, but I remember I remember playing in it. Okay, so the next question I have is, was there ever a time that you didn't like me?
No, not particularly. Oh wait, that sounded so bad. No, it's just like we drifted apart because I went to a public school in grade 3. And then we stopped hanging out, but it wasn't like, oh my god, Annika, I don't like her. It was just like, oh, Annika, we don't hang out as much anymore.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, I catch that drift. Okay, so how do you describe me and how would you describe yourself?
Oh god.
Daisy.
I describe you as very chillaxed. You're very down to earth. Like, 100% down to earth, I feel.
I don't even know what the heck that means, but thank you.
Down to earth is, like, you're chillax, you're just, like, you're very open, and you just go with the flow, you know, even though you're stressed out about school and stuff, you're very, just very open, you know?
Thanks.
And, oh, there was something in my head, too, that I was gonna, yeah, I think you're a very awesome person, you're just very nice and open, and you're very honest. I feel like I could talk to you about anything, and you won't, I can't swear, but give me crap.
Thanks, then, man!
are you sure you want me to describe myself?
Yes, do not be self-deprecating, please.
Okay, I describe myself as an amazing person.
You literally are amazing, so you should, okay?
I don't know, I get sick a lot.
Like, right now.
Yeah, I find myself very tired a lot.
I feel that.
And I'm very insecure. Oh, and enthusiastic, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'd agree with
there
that.
There you go.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, I guess. Is there anything you wanted to tell me but haven't?
I don't know if I told you this. But I used to have a really big crush on your brother.
When oh my god, like, you never told me that before.
7, when we were like, what, 6? I used to literally tell in my diary that I was gonna marry him just so we could be sisters.
That's so kind of you to be sisters with me. You'd like actually sacrifice yourself to my brother to be sisters with me. That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah. And I really hated you because of your hair. So
you
really
just said you didn't have any problems with me.
This wasn't like despised hate. This was like when I was 7 and I wanted long hair that we'd wear like towels over our head to look like to pretend we had long hair. Then you already had long hair and I really wanted to cut it off while you were sleeping.
Oh, okay. Oh my god.
Just so I could wear it. Like,
just so you could wear it. That's like some, like, Ted Bundy or, like, egg, whatever that name, dude. That's, like, that's, a little disturbing.
I meant. So I could have longer hair than you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Here's a question about the future. Ooh. Do you think we'll ever lose touch with each other?
No. I think we had our... Daisy? I think we've had our distancing moment from grade 3 to grade 6, and then again from grade 6.
To, like, grade 9, 10.
To grade, 10, 9.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, because now, like... Now I'm like, oh, I don't want to lose touch with Annika. You're really cool.
Aw, thanks. I think the same of you. Okay.
I think we got a connection. We can't break here.
Obviously.
We have a good thing going on.
Yeah. We're never going to break it.
Okay.
Like, once a year, we should, like...
It.
Okay, yeah. Once a year, we should, like, meet up and, like, watch some movie or something. I don't know what movie.
We're doing the Halloween movie, the Halloween party every year, that's annual.
Are we doing that
and
every year?
And the Secret Santa is every year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's lit. I mean, groovy. I don't know why I said lit. That's bad, but okay. here's a more, like, darker... Daisy, please. Stop. They're beautiful, but stop. Okay, so here's more of, like, a deeper question, I guess.
Yes.
It's like, what was the hardest thing you've had to go through growing up? I mean, I might be able to relate to this one, that's why I said, like, but I don't really know for sure.
Hell yeah, man. I went through a lot. probably my parents getting divorced and, my mom cheating on my dad.
Yeah, I feel that. Wow. That's a fun. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I relate to that. Okay, and is there anything you want to do before you graduate?
I'd like to go to Quebec, Mr. Reimer. Just kidding. I'd really like to finally get my end test done.
Me too.
With my car.
I feel that right now. Yeah. Like, I don't know, I don't think I'm gonna pass mine, but whatever. Just send it. Go for it, Ray.
I'd like to do, Paper Towns. Have you read that book or movie? I want to go on a road trip.
Yeah, me too. We have a road trip to Quebec! Oh my god! Oh my god. We're going to do that. All of us, even you guys right here, we're all going to go to spring Quebec. I know, but this is like a separate time. This is like summertime or something.
I don't know French.
I don't either.
What?
We have what? What is it? Duolingo? We just use that. Reverso. Okay, yeah, that's good. And also, what is your fave memory of high school? I don't know why I said fave. I meant to say favorite. I just had to write that fast. Okay. What's your favorite memory of high school?
Ooh, there's not a lot, I'll tell you that. Sorry, Miss Madsen. My favorite memory in high school is in grade 10 art, finishing my Christmas tree costume.
That was grade 11 art. We're in grade 11 right now.
Oh. My favorite memory of high school is... in grade 11 art, when I finished my Christmas tree costume and danced with Miss Doyle.
God bless, honestly. You know, that was a good interview. I feel like we didn't really bond any different.
I feel like we bonded more.
Oh, okay.
I am peeling.
We bonded more, and we are,
I feel like we're best friends.
We can be best friends. We're best friends now.
Hell yeah.